Eyes at Work, text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. How Eyes Work. Most animals rely on sight for survival. Being able to see enables animals to hunt for food, to find their way around their world, and to keep themselves safe from predators and other dangers. Eyes need light to work. This is because when we look at an object, what we actually see is the light bouncing off the object. The light passes through an opening in the eye called the pupil. It then goes through the lens, which focuses it onto the retina. Here, the light is picked up by two special kinds of light-sensing cells, called rod cells and cone cells. They get their names from their shapes. Rod cells are shaped like rods, and cone cells are shaped like cones. Cone cells work in bright light and pick up detail and colour. Rod cells work in low light and help pick up movement and basic visual information. These cells read the light and turn it into electrical impulses, which are then sent on via the optic nerve to the brain. The brain then turns these electrical impulses into images. Eyes in the daylight. Many animals are diurnal. They are more active in the daytime, so their eyes are adapted to work better when there is plenty of light. Diurnal animals include giraffes, zebras, dogs, and humans. Eyes in the dark. Many other animals are nocturnal, which means they are more active at night. Nocturnal animals include owls, cats, moths, and opossums. The eyes of nocturnal animals are adapted for seeing when there is very little light. Some animals live in burrows under the ground where there is very little light. Their eyes are adapted for seeing in the dark too. Chapter 2. How Nocturnal Eyes Work. The eyes of a nocturnal animal are adapted in a number of ways to help it see when there is very little light. Nocturnal animals have eyes that let in more light than the eyes of diurnal animals. Animals that live in the dark can usually open their pupils much wider than animals that live in the daylight. This helps them see in the dark because large pupils let in more light and give them more information about the world around them. Cats are nocturnal animals. In the daylight, they can close their pupils until they are just a slit to protect their eyes from bright light. But at night, their pupils can open wide to let in as much light as possible. Nocturnal animals often have much larger eyes than animals that live in the daylight. The bigger the eye, the more light it can receive, which allows the animal to see better. For example, bush babies have huge eyes compared to their small bodies. An owl's eyes are so large that they take up nearly half of the bird's skull. The big-eye fish, which lives in deep water where there is little light, has big eyes that are adapted to the darkness. They let it make the most of the light there is. The eyes of nocturnal animals have lots of rod cells, far more than the eyes of animals that are active in daylight. That's because rod cells work better in low light than cone cells, and so are better for seeing in the dark. Besides having more rod cells, the eyes of nocturnal animals tend to have fewer cone cells. Cone cells allow the brain to see colour, but when the light is low, colour is much harder to see, so cone cells are not much help. Some animals, like many bats as well as nocturnal snakes and lizards, don't just have fewer cone cells, they don't have any. The eyes of many nocturnal animals have a special feature that actually increases the amount of light that reaches the retina. This feature is a membrane behind the retina that acts like a mirror. The membrane reflects the light that has already passed through the retina so that it goes back through the retina a second time. In this way, the light-sensitive rod cells get a double chance to catch the light. Any light that is not caught on this second trip then passes back out of the eye through the pupil. This is why when you shine a light on a cat at night, its eyes seem to glow in the dark. Many nocturnal animals rely on other senses to help them see in the dark. For example, bats use their hearing. As they fly, they send out a high-pitched signal and listen to the echo that bounces back to them. They can tell how far away an object is by the time it takes for the sound to come back to them. Bat fact. People often think bats are blind. In fact, they actually have good sight, but they use their excellent hearing as well to help them see in the dark. The kiwi, a flightless bird from New Zealand, hides in the daytime and searches for food at night. Unlike other nocturnal birds, it has small eyes and poor sight. To make up for this, it has an excellent sense of smell. Unlike other birds, which have their nostrils at the top of the beak, the kiwi's nostrils are on the lower end of its beak, where they help it smell its way around. Chapter 3. How diurnal eyes work. The eyes of diurnal animals are adapted for seeing when there is plenty of light. They have smaller pupils and usually smaller eyes. But one big difference between nocturnal and diurnal animals is that, unlike most nocturnal animals, many diurnal animals can see colour. Different animals vary greatly in the amount of colour they can see. For example, humans can see a much greater range of colours than dogs. How humans see colour. Light travels in waves of energy, which come in different wavelengths, depending on how big the wave is, and frequencies, depending on how many waves pass at the same time. Light waves make up a spectrum that ranges from radio waves through to gamma rays. The light visible to humans is in the middle of this spectrum. Humans perceive light as being coloured according to where it is in the spectrum, from red through to purple. It's our cone cells that help us see colour. Humans have three different kinds of cone cells: some that pick up red and yellow light, some that pick up green light, and some that pick up blue light. How other diurnal animals see colour. Cone cells help animals see colour too, but not all animals have the same kinds of cone cells as humans. Monkeys and apes have similar eyes to humans and can see the world in much the same colours as humans can. Other mammals, like dogs and horses, have only two kinds of cone cells. As a result, they have some colour vision, but they don't see colour as well as humans. Many birds have four different kinds of cone cells and have better colour vision than humans. Hummingbirds, for example, can see ultraviolet light and are particularly sensitive to red light. Colour vision is important for the survival of many diurnal animals. Bees, many other insects, and many other animals use colour vision to find food. Many animals also use colour to attract a mate or to scare off an enemy. Glossary. Gamma rays. Light rays with very short wavelengths produced by some radioactive substances. Optic nerve. The nerve that connects the retina with the brain. Spectrum. A range of wavelengths.